16.
Not 17.
Not 16.
What? Finished 16.
16. Pati sutanmaya bhati rangma. Pati bilangate anhat kate vigasta bodh gita mohita. Kitava joshita kasteja. The meaning of gati vidha stavo, gati vidha, can Dhanodhar Swami can explain gati vidha? Prabhupada knew that he will have to go to his master, so he told to his associates, or Guru Maharaj was there. Gosai Maharaj was also there. Kunj Vihari Prabhu. You know Kunj Vihari? Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj. And all others were there. And he told that I am unhappy that I have come for a mission to give the things that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. And he has ordered me to give Vipralambha and all other things and Gopi Prem. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to fulfill his all things. But more time went in cutting jungles of Mayabad, Sahajiyabad, Sakhij, Eki and all others. Especially if there is Mayabad jungle, forest, then bhakti seeds will not sprout. So I have cut so many jungles, but yet there are so many jungles in whole world. So my most of the time went on clarifying all these things and saying his mood became changed and he became mouth became reddish and he told that slope. Jasya kadapi basananchalo khelo natha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kritarthmani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudanopi tasya namast visubhanu bhuo jati. And he explained that how Krishna is obedient to Srimati Radhika. You know, there is a sloka. Sushakhyonu mad mattoru garvai dargadit mukunda kalpita kalpatalpa chadma pumaradhi nitramanandayattam. There is a sloka that smarabilasita talpe jalba lilam alalpam karmakita parihinam vibhrati tena sartham misaur parirambharam vittek varshma chanamap marade nitramanandayat susakhyo numad mattoru garvi susakhyo. Krishna is so much obedient to Srimati Radhika. Why? Radhika is always full of garba.
Full of proud.
Not proud, garba.
Word,
understanding?
Yes.
Full of always garba. Because Krishna is her. Madhyata my bhav. Mood of Madhyata.
Krishna is mine.
Chandravali is mood of
Tadiya
bhav. So Krishna उसके अधीन अधीन मैंने की
कंट्रोल
बाई वनली राधिका बिकॉज मदीयता भाव इज देयर एंड शी इज ऑल्सो स्वाधीन भर्तृका. स्वाधीन भर्तृका यू नो यू हैव कम हियर पीछे अंडरस्टैंडिंग. यू कैन So, Krishna is controlled by her. These are of two kinds. No? Maitri and Sakha. No? Maitri and Sakha. Eh? अच्छा नहीं सख एंड मैत्री दिस थिंग. स्वाधीन भर्तृका हैज टू ऑफ टू काइंड्स. फर्स्ट मदीयता एंड तदीयता भाव टू पार्ट्स एंड अगेन देयर आर टू पार्ट्स मैत्री भाव मैत्री मूड एंड सख मूड वेयर देयर इज सम विनय. And Vinay is prominent. Vinay means prayer, with a mood of prayer. And prominent and Swadhin Bhartrika, mane prem is less. Ne? Then it is called Maitri Bhav. And when Priti becomes prominent and prayer becomes
secondary. Minor.
Eh? Then it is called Sakha. Also, Chandravali becomes Swadhin Bhartrika, but with Maitri.
Predominant. That's the major.
Prominent. And Radhika becomes Swadhin Bhartrika with Sakya Bhav. No? At that time, she can order Krishna. No? Order Krishna. And Krishna will carry out even if he will have any hint of order. Garagatita Mukunda Kalpita Kalpatalpa. Here. That is, he will always be ready to carry out any hint if he text from Radhika. And Phra Chandravali order, prominent orders, she should tell. So, Radhika is most prominent in all gopis. Prabhupada has also been ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to carry out this order to make Srimati Radhika in all devotees, that they should know that the Radhika is most powerful among all gopis. And to be the dashi of Radhika, will have to be Rupa to go in the
Rupanuga.
Will have to be Rupanuga. Without Rupanuga, without Rupmanjari.
Guidance of
Rupmanjari. We cannot serve Radhika more. There are also, you know, that Subal, Siddham, they are Priya Narma Sakha.
Ujjal.
They are inclined to Srimati Radhika and they are pleased if Radhika and Krishna meets Krishna. But there are some also cowherds, Priya Narma Sakha for Chandravali. No? Those who plead, no? But Prabhupada was very, very much inclined to Srimati Radhika in favor of Rupanuga. He was Rupanuga. So he wanted to fulfill the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this idea that we want to be the dasi of Rupmanjari so that we can serve Radha and Krishna, not Chandralu and others. So his idea was to
preach.
Not preach, but it is not preached, to inspire the devotees for this Radhika service. But he told that, I could not do this, so I am unhappy. So you all should gather and come in the shade of any ashray.
Shelter
of ashray, tattva. Who is ashray tattva? Guru is ashray tattva. So you should come in the key?
Shade
of ashray tattva. And in ashray tattva living in one, you should serve Radha and Krishna jugal in guidance of Rupmanjari. No? This was his motive to give this world.
Basic motive to give.
He told that for this I have given so much suffering to so many persons because I have snatched their good boys, educated and so much qualified boys and girls in this way. And so they become furious to me. Also some samaj means
society
of Vrindavan, Navadip and Vrindavan also, they made a movement against me. They did not follow my ideas. So they became opposite to me. But one day they will come when they will realize that I have done good for society, good for Vyakti,
personal,
and for all I have done, sir. And they will repent for me that they have made against me this. So, you should serve Radha and Krishna Jugal in the shadow of
shelter
of Ashraya Tattva, Mani Guru Tattva. Don't quarrel. You should not only think that we will be happy in gathering all the things which are now not with me. There are so many lack of things, so many things that we are in lack of them. बहुत सी चीजें हैं हमें अभाव है. But worldly this thing will not make us happy. So the fruit of this having the body of man is not to gather all these things and to complete all the zero things. No? We have also some kinds of rogue. We have the ashanti of mind. Understand?
Restless of mind. Worries.
Worries so much. But leave it all. No? Leave them all. You should make a final goal of your life. After this, where we'll have to go and what we'll have to do. And how our soul will be happy. Don't go towards all these things. One day this abundant body will go and it will be old, poisoned by so many rogues. But yet, at that time, if you will give it to Krishna for her, his service, the life of success you will gain by giving this very bad, wretched body also, if you give to, donate to Krishna. Arpan karna.
Donate.
So, please try to follow my ideas. You should not quarrel yourself for all worldly values, things. Always keep in mind what I have told. And then he left this world. At that time, our Guru Maharaj was there. Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, at that time he has not taken sannyas. He was the supreme of our that time. He prastav kiya.
Proposed.
He proposed that our Prabhupada should be given to fire in Calcutta in burning heart of Bagh Bazar, that is called Munyache. Inam. Any ghat I am not remembering. There. But our Gurudev told that I will see. I request to you all. At Kauratala. But our Guru Maharaj opposed this. And told and request he that he should go to, we will take our Prabhupada, this aprakita body, to Mayapur. And where he used to do his bhajan. And he will do his bhajan. Yet he is alive. He will be in samadhi. That I told you. His idea I told you. He will be in samadhi there and we will erect Samadhi Mandir there and he will guide forever there, living there with his Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should. When they again opposed, then he became furious and told that, I am until here. You cannot take him to Kevadatala. I will see who is doing this. I am telling very bravely,
boldly.
Then he managed a train from Calcutta to Krishnanagar. And about thousands and thousands of persons went with that aprakrit sarir to Mayapur in morning. at about 1st December or what any?
1st January. 31st.
And they took that aprakrit body in evening, and whole night kirtan was going where the samadhi is. Or Guru Maharaj and so many young boys dig that samadhi. And how I do your Prabhupada here in Vrindavan. He did whole, managed his whole thing there. He gave Sringar, all this thing, and he was given to Samadhi there. Next date. In no time he preached this thing in whole India. He also sent Ban Maharaj and Tirth Maharaj, old Tirth Maharaj. Goswami Maharaj. To Western countries. But he, as he wanted, preaching was not so advanced. He also called to Ban Maharaj, called for from England, because he done some anything. So he called and told that we have not gone to take anything from Western countries, this bhakti bhav. We have no need to take it up. So you should give what I have told to you. Bhakti practice as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. Don't take their things as Vivekananda took. Western
civilization.
Eat, drink and be merry. We should not do. So he became something apprehensive, you know what?
Yes, fearful.
Then he sent Goswami Maharaj. And after that he has order. Before he has order for Swamiji to do. So Swamiji Maharaj done miracles. And Prabhupada was so much pleased to know that he has done this task. You are now, you all, all are doing his, completing his task. Today, he should be merciful to all us to inspire Shuddha Bhakti, so that we can do and we can also preach something. Yes. Gati Vido.
One who knows our movements. So the gopis are saying to Krishna, you know our movements because you are playing the flute so nicely that you are capturing our hearts, and therefore we will move.
And second? No. Second?
The Krishna. Krishna knows the movements of the gopis. Like that. And that the gopis also know Krishna. They know Krishna. Now he is moving. And the third one is to distinguish that flute. Plays so many different, you describe, ragas and raginis. So he can play a particular one to capture the gopis. And he holds that.
And how gopis are gati-vida?
What he just said, they know the movement of Krishna.
How?
How do they know his
No. What they have told, that we are gati-vida. We know your
movements.
What they told? How do we guess that they are gati-vida, gopis?
Because they are so attractive.
Who?
the gopis that they're going to force Krishna to call them. So,
we know why you have called us here, they say.
That is.
In the middle of the night. Where is it?
We know that you are hankering for us. Yeah. We know. And you have been cheated by us. You cannot live without us. And your sound says all these things to us. That Krishna cannot live a moment without us. So he is playing, giving Nad Bindu, Nad, in Venu. That, oh Gopi, I cannot live without you. So come at once. So I have, so knowing this, we have come. From truth. That your desire we need. So, gati vidastava, udgita mohita. Kita? Why kita?
He's feeding himself.
He himself. This is the thing. Why himself? If a man got any chintamani, that chintamani comes willingly to him, any person, without effort. But he, then he is moodha and cheated. So you are cheated person. We so qualified that anyone cannot refuse us. And he is still so there is none in this whole world like you. You are cheated. You have gone to cheat us, but you are cheated.
It's called achyuta.
Achyuta. Because you are achyuta. You are achyut for these qualities. Tum apne guno mein achyut ho. Avaguno mein. Because you are having cheated. Your that is cheated from you. You cannot be so that you can cheat others, but you will always be cheated. You are persistent in this, so you are a cheater.
You are single-minded.
Pati Sutan. Rahasi Sambadam, no? Rahasi Sambadam.
Yes.
Rahasi Sambidam Hesayodayam Rahasitananam Prema Vijanam Brihadurasyo Brikshadhamate Muhurti Sriha Muniyatena Rahasi Sambhidam Desayodayam Prahasitananam Prema Vishanam Brihadurasyo Brikshadhamate Muhurti Sriha Muyate. Common meaning is apparent.
Yes, we have it.
You have?
Translated.
You can read?
Our minds are again and again bewildered by thinking of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret places, by feeling the rise of lust in our hearts, and by remembering your smiling face, your loving glances, and your expansive chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Thus we experience the most severe hankering for you.
This is most common meaning. First, we know, we will read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Last slok, Patisutanvaya, Patisutanvaya. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that you are Kitava, cheater. And you have been cheated. cheated also.
Cheated also and cheated also, both.
So in whole world there is who is that younger person, Juva, Yamani Kishore, who is Kishore, that he is so nishthur and nirdar. Nishthur and nirdar.
Cruel-hearted and kindly.
That itself, they have come to you so qualified, so beautiful, so sweet, so Kishori Gopi. They have come to you and you have left them.
Neglected them.
Like I told a story of Kamdev. Kamdev is telling that those who hate me, I make them beggar, street beggar, and enough of nowhere. They think that we have conquered Kamdev, but they have been done by me that they are a street beggar, nothing eating, all
staying here,
everything naked, no eating, no drinking. They don't know any taste of whole world. So they are bitten by me. And they are useless in this world. So, gopis are telling that you are Kishore. And we thought that you are so sweet, so udar, so qualified, beautiful. But we are saying that you have no good all these qualities. You are only banchi. Then what should we do? Krishna Rahasi Samvidam in this slok, we have come here Mohita. Mohita in 16. We have come Mohita.
Gita Mohita.
We have come here. Why? Because you have inspired your all these bad qualities in us. So we have become Mohita.
Bewildered.
We have come here because that at that time you had no vivek, no
discrimination, intelligence.
Without intelligence at that time. So we came here. Anyhow, Mohita. Especially you have five things. That is the arrow of Kamdev. And that five things you have with you. And that is why you have shut down our heart. And so everything of our mind, remembrance and all intelligence, everything we lost, we have lost. And in the end we have come here. What they are telling, Rahasi Samvidam. Are here also Muhyate Manaha. We have become Mohita. Mohit means?
Bewildered.
But become bewildered. Why? Rahasi Samvidam. Rahasi Samvidam means these five arrows, they
entered our heart through eyes. No? Eyes, through eyes, by this. And went direct in our heart. And in five corners, they
wounded us.
They are firing, jala rahe hain,
burning,
all whole heart. So we have come here, running here. So you should save us. These five arrows are these. First, Rahasya-samvidam. Rahasya-samvidam means the dialects in solitary places, begging from earth something that we cannot say, begging something. That is begging rati, you know, prem from us. Through the nad of Venu nad. Or in dialect, you express your prayer directly. So, this is Rahasya Samvidam. Understand?
Yes.
Rati Denja Prarthana. And Ditiya. Hrityodayam. Hrityodayam. To see us. Seeing us. You became full of calm. Full of, not lust, many lust. You become so much full of calm. And we saw, Hrityodayam, we saw your heart. You showed us your heart. And that was full of kamna to meet us. And when we saw, we come so much piteous, dayalu, that your heart is burning from calm to meet us. So we have come here running to save you. Hrityodayam. And seeing your Hrityodayam, we have become also Hrityodayam. Your seeing and praying, we also have become like so, and we have come here to protect you. Hrityodayam. Not our Hrityodayam. We saw your Hrityodayam. And we have come. Hrityodayam. Third, Prahasitananam. Prahasitananam means?
Smiling face.
Smiling face. Not only smiling face. A flower becomes smiling, but he cannot tell anything. No? But your smiling telling something, requesting something,
begging
something. How? By this corner, eyes corner, with laughing. Yeah. And fourth, Supreme Ikshanam. Ikshanam means to see by the corner of eyes. With Supreme, meaning with begging something, wanting something. And fifth, your seeing your Baksha, very spread, chest, Here chest means that was burning. With what? Calm to meet us. And we realize dhak, 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 dhak. It was doing. Understand?
Palpitating, obedient.
Palpitating to meet us. We
realized.
We watched this. That your whole heart is full of calm. We realized it. How? Because golden air was telling. So Lakshmi is sitting there. So Shiva is telling all these things. And seeing this, we became mohit. We became mad. That how we can protect you. So you have come running here with no buddhi tuddhi sabko dur kar, vivek ko. Only to protect is you and to give you what you want. So having realized that you want to our association, we have come here with utkantha. How you can be protected? This is of manli susakha pranay bhav, of Radhika, not of Chandravali.
Not much,
yeah. Chandravali has told that you have read in meaning.
How do you mean?
That meaning.
Yeah, right.
This is of Chandravali. This is right. This is also right. But this is because Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is associates of Rup Manjari and Radha Paksha. So she cannot pray like this, that is told. So this is the way. This is of certainly now something which is important in Vaishnava Toshu. He is also telling, because he is Ki Manjari? Bilas Manjari. He is also attendant of Rup Manjari. So he has also the same idea, but something different.
Chakravarti Thakur ke?
Ke Manjari? Rup Manjari is Anubhuta. So near and dear to Rup Manjari. He is told to be the incarnation of Rup Manjari. Incarnation means?
Prakar.
Expansion.
Expansion. He is telling that Muhyate Manaha. Muhyate means they are bewildered. How? Hrishayodayam. Viksha. Viksha. In second line, viksha. Viksha. Hrishayodanam. Yodayam. In your heart, we have become muhyaman. Understand?
Bewildered.
Why? Because they are telling that we are saying that calm has come in your heart. Hrityodayam. Hrityodayam means hritya, mane heart, shay. Shay means rog, haridarog. Udayam in your heart, and that is why you cannot sleep peacefully, so you have called us. So we have realized this. So we have come here to subside your this rogue. Krishna is telling, how you knew that I am full of calm? I heard. Then he is telling, arahasi sambidam. Rahasi sambidam means, when he was in the society of gopis, meeting with gopis, when he was not disappeared, at that time, Rahasi Sambidam, Krishna told them something. Rahasi means in Nirjana Sthan, in quite solitary place. Sambidam means in dialogue. There are so many ways to express ideas. By Vyanjana, by Lakshana, by Abhidha. If any one expert in Prem, then they will not tell anything direct. Only in Vyanjana. That Krishna takes a garland. Brinda sees it. That Krishna has taken any garland. Golden garden. Golden. That is, kya hota hai? Kamal. Champa. Champak pushpa. And the garland of Champak pushpa. And Krishna takes it. Brinda sees it. And tells to Srimati Radhika that Krishna has told me to bring Srimati Radhika. And he wants to be garland of Radhanit. So you should at once go. This is Vyanjana. Understand?
Yes.
All no.
Symbolic.
Symbolic and in Vyanjana. If Krishna takes any cows in his arms, then it should be think something other thing by his action. So rahasi sambidam, you have told something. That we have known it, your this hitsoyodayam. Prahasitanam, that the same prahasitananam mane laughing, smiling, and wanting something by laughing, in smiling. So that your calm should be inspired to in us also. Krishna wants that they should meet us. How he can do? By inspiring them. In the same thing in which he is inspired, and by laughing, by smiling, he is inspiring them also to be full of calm, so that they can meet us, meet me. So seeing this, prema vikshanam, prema vikshanam also, wanting something, with satrishnanayan, satrishnan mane?
Thirsty eyes.
With thirsty eyes. Want water, want nectar to drink. So, you see towards us with that motive, and we have known it. And showing your vastakshal, this, by seeing, you are making us also full of calm. Because there she lives, and it is so full of shobha, beautifulness. All kinds of beautifulness is there. There are two verbs, diksha and spriha. No? Here is diksha dhamate. Brihad ura siro. Here brihad ura siro. Viksha and spriha. What is spriha? These words denote something very deep. Brihad means, what is the meaning of brihad?
Like brihad bhagavatamrita.
Brihad.
Large, big. Wide.
Wide. But here that is not meaning. Here brihad means, so much deep. Itana uniki ichha brihat hai. Ati, ati, ati. Are you sure? Brihat means here, so deep feeling is there. Whose feeling? Krishna feeling. Brihat. So deep. Urasiyo. That we can see from your heart. We feel it. If there is so much calm or anything is there, which is there, this your face will tell what is in your heart. If there is sorrow, it will declare. If it is so much prem, it will declare. If you are angry, here, face will tell. Everything face will tell. So, you are seeing your face and we are understanding it, that Briha, Briha, you have so much calm to come in our association. You want our association, Brihad. Brihad. And seeing your spriha, your spriha. In first meaning, your our desire. We are wanting your to sit or to be in your breast. But here, meaning another is this, that this spriha, gopis are diksham, diksha. For gopis, they are seeing. What they are seeing is spriha of Krishna, of his spriha, that Krishna is wanting so much them. And that is why we have become muhyate. We have become bewildered. That why being a man and he is so bewildered, Krishna, he cannot take all these things. By five things he has, he is attacking us, he tries, but he is, he fails. Now, we want his remedy. So, we are Muja. How we can satisfy, why we can subside his all these things? Mohita. First meaning is good, that according to that, seeing all your these things, that it is so also beautiful, see, arrow is this, so beautiful. Sriyo mane, it is the center of all kinds of sobha, beautifulness. So madhur, sweet. Viksha, we have seen and we have become bewildered. First meaning. And second meaning that I have told. So Krishna has ati spriha. And seeing this, we have ati spriha to protect Krishna, to fulfill the
wrong desire.
Desires. They are telling also, muhyate manaha means another meaning, that first you saw us and called us and we came bilangha,
neglecting
the orders of our
or
Pati Sutanvaya Bhratribandhava. And we came to you. At that time you saw, we saw that you are with five these arrows. You are yourself. But now, by all these five things, we are seeing that you have come up to die. Ati sajya mrtu asanna sujit hoyach. We are seeing that by calm, we have come to tenth stage. So by calm we are seeing that you are about to die. So you have come running here and we are Mohita means bewildered. How to protect you? He is also telling. Erup Sprihar Durnivarahito Aprati Karya. So we are not seeing anything how you can save you. Side all these things of Krishna. They want to serve Krishna in all ways. Today, but then, Athara.
Two more.
They can do tomorrow. But so many things are that. In not explanation.
No, you've given us
so many things.
Yeah. This is just the outer meaning.
But there are some meanings.
Krishna Chakravarti. Yeah.
But I have explained.
Yeah.
And also I have explained of Vaishnava Tosani, which are important.
Yeah.
Now you should go.
All right.
Because you should go. Because I have no blood. It's not disclosed. And it disclosed before me. हाटे हाड़ी भांगा हाटे हाड़ी भांगा जानते हैं तो ब्रोक एनी
टीचर सर्व टीचर
है
अर्थ टीचर सर्व
हॉट इन द मिड्स ऑफ
मार्केट
वेल 100,000 of persons are there. This means to disclose anything in so many persons. How you expected that meaning?
Wonderful. We never had understood this past time. I've either the Kaliya serpent or Davanala Kund in this place. We were seeing it from your eyes.
Now I have given eyes to you. You should use and think and be blessed with chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna and being so. All past times have so many meanings and deep mood. Oh.